Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 45. I'm sorry, Nick. That was very funny in context. Kind of just a loose discussion today. I don't know what all we're going to talk about. I guess we should have talked about that beforehand. But I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics, and with me...
Adam Russell.
Justin Pinto.
Ryan Sargent.
Fresh from exile. Sorry.
Ryan Sargent.
Matt Lytle.
Jeremy had to go home and make dinner, so he's not here. And calling in from Cleveland...
I'm going to have a late dinner. This is Nick Brelli.
And I have to, I'm going to fess up, I haven't read too many comics in the last 2 weeks because I decided since there was this TV show coming out on DVD that I really wanted to read the book before I watched the show, and so I dug into the 800-page Game of Thrones, which kind of absorbed all of my time.
Although.
So, I'm not going to pick up number two until like Sunday, so I'm going to get all my comic reading done.
Why don't you just read the comic books?
I'm almost done with season one, and I've never read the books, and I love this thing.
Yeah, but see, I'm one of those guys, I love to read the book before seeing the movie. I always have...
Harry Potter?
Yeah. Read those, haven't seen all the movies. Although I got the Blu-ray set at home for Christmas.
You can read the Harry Potter book in a day.
Yeah, but Game of Thrones you can't
read in a
day.
Game of Thrones is not like that. No. I mean, it's 800 pages.
Yeah. It's, I mean, very good.
Getting longer
but
by
yeah,
the book.
Yeah. And, yeah, last night was 1:30 a.m. when I finally finished. But yeah, now I can read the comic, now I can watch the TV show.
Did you read it on paper or
ebook? Yes, I read it on paper because it was kind of funny. Because when we went down to the Outer Banks last year, I picked it up at a used bookstore. And it was a new book at a used bookstore, but whatever. And it had just been kind of sitting there and I'd been thinking about it. I had a couple false starts on it. But then when I knew the book was coming out or it was coming out on DVD, I'm like, I really want to read this, so I sat down and just kind of chugged through it.
Yeah, you can't, and that's not a book you can false start, because I've been trying to finish the third one, and I always go back to the first one and start over,
yeah.
And I get like 300 pages into the third one like four times, and it's like, oh,
wait, you read the first two and the third?
I was trying to reread it for the TV show, and then I was trying to reread it just because it was so good, and I seem to always get to a certain point in the third or the fourth book, excuse me.
Right.
And then I pick up the fourth book, like, and I'm like, wait, what was going on? All right, back to the beginning.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was very good. I highly recommend it, and I'll hopefully get to watch it soon here, but it just kind of sucked up all my time. It was like, oh, I could read comics, or I could read more of this. And then,
well, I'll tell you what, winter's coming.
Yeah, oh, winter is coming, yes.
Vacuums.
It was funny seeing, I was looking through the new previews, and they had, I guess it was Dark Horse has all the Game of Thrones stuff. And it's funny because, you know, not having seen the TV show, you know, none of the imagery makes any sense, just... It was just words, but seeing it, you know, seeing like the Stark mug that says winter's coming, it's like, I might need to order myself one of those.
Speaking of Dark Horse.
Yes.
I actually don't read too much of Dark Horse, but Saturday, I picked up, recommended by Jeremy.
Well, you had your arm bent up between.
I know, he was on an iPad. Yeah. How did he do that? I read Dawn of the Jedi. Being a Star Wars fan, I kind of was intrigued by it just because it's like the beginning stories of the Jedi, kind of. I mean, yeah, it is. It's supposedly getting to there. They just have a different name right now because they're not really the Jedi yet. But it's kind of fun. It hasn't really got too much anywhere that, you know, explains too much, and the story hasn't went too far yet. But otherwise, it's kind of fun so far, so it's worth picking up. I'm done.
Wow, that's it. That was man. Short.
There's only two issues out already.
So. Okay.
Well, I read Justice League last week, which isn't a big surprise, but it's a book I've been thinking about dropping just because I didn't really like where Johns was going with it at first. It just kind of... It's the big blockbuster.
It was. It was about three issues too long.
Yeah.
You know, to get where he needed to go.
Yeah. And but I really like what he did with Steve Trevor in issue 7.
Nick nodded in agreement. So
okay,
somebody
yeah.
agrees with me.
Right.
So.
This is the book that makes me care about this comic again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked where he was going with that. I'm just saying, like, here's Steve Trevor. He has this awful job of being the go-between for the Justice League and the American government. And it doesn't really seem like the Justice League or the American government really knows what they're doing, you know, on either front. The Justice League doesn't really care what the government's doing. The government cares too much about what the Justice League is doing, but the Justice League seems like a bunch of children at this point. You know, with Green Lantern requesting, hey, can you drop off more rations for us? And Steve Trevor's like, we just did that last week. And he's like, yeah, we got hungry. And ate them all.
What a bunch of freeloaders.
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of. I'm like, so Bruce Wayne's not going to chip in?
Yeah.
You know, they just kind of come off like jerks in that book. But that's interesting because I feel like he's setting up Steve Trevor to sort of give them some sort of comeuppance.
Maybe Bruce just figured out it's probably best not to give any of these people money.
Maybe.
What, do they know who's Bruce?
That's another thing.
One does.
Yeah, one does.
Well, but he doesn't know who that, he doesn't know what that, didn't know what that meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're Bruce Wayne. Yeah, great. Okay.
What a tool.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, how do you be as famous as Bruce Wayne is in theory and not...
Well, it was 5 years ago. Maybe he wasn't as famous 5 years ago.
That'd be like Steve Jobs, you know. Hey, I'm Batman and I'm Steve Jobs.
Yeah, but Steve Jobs created something. Batman, or Bruce Wayne just inherited money. You know, like... You get popular and well-known because you do something. He didn't do anything.
But didn't he build Wayne Tower? I guess not.
No. Mm-hmm. He just inherited money. Everything he did that was meaningful has been, you know, in secret or behind a mask.
And basically he hires people to take care of his company, like Lucius Fox.
And most of his public stuff is him just being a playboy.
Yep.
Yeah. And if you don't really care about that kind of information, which I doubt Hal would... then it could be above his radar. I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I thought Hal, I always pictured Hal being arrogant and cocky, but not acting like a 2-year-old.
That's, yep. And I feel like that's how Johns is portraying him lately, too. Especially in the Justice League book. But even in the relaunch of the Green Lantern book, he just seems kind of totally helpless.
Yeah, I thought the best part of the Justice League book last week was Shazam.
Yeah.
I liked everything about Shazam except for the hood.
Yeah,
the hood made no sense.
Still doesn't.
Well, they showed that as
if it rains,
somebody's redesign.
Yeah, just dumb.
I'm sure he'll end up just like putting it.
He'll have a high collar eventually. Yeah.
Yes,
but I mean, like, I thought that was the best part of that book was that story.
Oh, see, no, I liked the front part. It was setting up a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, it was okay, but like, you don't think after 5 years of being together, they'd learn how to fight as a team and not run off and just do random crap. I mean,
have we went up 5 years in the book?
Yeah, it says
yeah.
5 years those passed or 5 years later or present time. Or there's something in there to indicate 5 years has passed.
Steve Trevor was used already in the. He was like in the first Wonder Woman issue of Justice League, wasn't he?
Yes, he was in the third or fourth issue.
Yeah, she like escaped from him. Like he was.
Yeah,
yeah. That was the first man she saw. So now she's
yeah. Then he took over this.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I just love this issue so much because there were so many cool new ideas, like Steve Trevor being the head of this Argus organization.
That's
and
not really new. He was in charge of the Meta-Human Affairs.
He was a member. It was always okay. Bones that was in charge.
Who?
Bones from...
Okay. See, I've never really known too much about Steve Trevor. I've never read a whole lot of Wonder Woman or anything, but...
So what is the new thing, Argus?
Argus, yeah. They're,
yeah,
I forget what
that...
it stands for, but they're supposed to support the Justice League. He basically said that they're, like, the support squad for, like, any
problem.
They don't
have any history, do they? I mean, not that I'm aware of.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I don't believe they have any kind of history. I think this is new. There was an Argus.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're new.
At one point.
But, I mean, that's the thing I liked about this book, is, or rather, the things that I liked most about this book had nothing to do with the Justice League, which I think is funny for a book called Justice League. You know, I liked Steve Trevor, I liked Argus, I like all of that, but the Justice League, I was like,
I didn't like the cheap shot at Justice League International, especially since...
yeah, they said to shut it down.
I'm sorry. I'm just flipping casually through the previews, there's a book from Archaea, and it's called Where's My Shoggoth? Original graphic novel, and it says it's a mishmash of H.P. Lovecraft, Dr. Seuss, Roman Gerges, The Monsters in My Tummy, with a little Winnie the Pooh thrown in.
Justin looks like he found something interesting.
Oh, the cover for the Batman 10?
Well,
that's
Batman
fantastic.
10 cover is awesome,
is
but
fantastic.
I also noticed something else that I don't like necessarily. So since this just came out today, let me be the first person to perhaps take a claim on the bottom line right above on sale.
What page?
June 13th, 93. Since you are at those numbers, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm glad they're bringing those down. Just it's a 1 in 100 variant instead of a 1 in 200 because I'm not ordering 200 of anything, but I can do 100 Batmans.
Was that 3 covers? Is that?
So we were actually talking about this over the weekend. Is when it's a 1 in 200 or whatever, does that include both covers? Or just the primary cover?
Just the primary cover.
Okay.
So, like, if you order 120 of something and then 30 of the other cover, they only count you at 120.
Yeah.
They don't count you at 150.
Right.
Hmm. I didn't think so. I thought they would be kind of mean like that.
Yeah. Which I have to say, I'll give Valiant some props. They had a 1 in 50 variant that someone we know wants. And they have two different variants. They have the regular cover and the pull box variant that they've been pushing. And I was able to order 25 of each, and that counted towards the 50. So
you're
going to
order 50. You're
hurt
order
a little
50.
Less.
Yeah.
Right, but where with like with Marvel, like I had to order 200 of the AVX number one, but then I had to order 25 of each the Avengers variant and the X-Men variant. Those 50 books didn't count towards. To
yeah.
get the 1
and 200
and
what you're
variant.
Saying is the same thing yeah. with Batman. Like, yeah. it is the second cover.
Right.
That's not a true variant cover. It's just a exceed order variant.
Right.
Isn't it?
It's still a variant. It's not a...
It's not a
right.
not a number to it.
Right.
You can only get so many.
Order 100 of the regular cover, basically.
Yeah.
That's kind of a rip. I mean, they all
it
do
is.
It, but it...
Yeah.
It's a Valiant, apparently.
Hey, Valiant followed me on Twitter today.
Did they?
Yeah, I don't have any clue why, but sure.
they followed me. Oh, sorry.
I am kind of interested in the Valiant reboot, just because I never read any Valiant when it was.
Yes, 100 copies of the standard edition ordered.
So, like, with this Valiant stuff, are we going to have to get back and read, like, old
X-Men? I don't think so. I think it's so old that they should make it all fresh.
You're
going to
buy it, Justin.
I'm not going to buy it.
No, it's being bought for him.
This guy that he's talking about, I work with him. And he wants it to succeed so much that he said, I know you and Dan wouldn't get it on your own, so I'm going to buy you the first three issues. And when you go in on Wednesday, it'll be in your folder. You just take it home, and he's making... And he has every Valiant...
The first three issues of every Valiant?
No, Exo Manowars. The only one launching is coming up is Exo.
Aren't they doing one a month?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're starting it slow, so it's Exo to start.
See, that's cool.
But he has every issue, every trade, everything you could have of Valiant ever, like the whole publisher.
Jeez.
And
I mean, all 30 books?
He brought in stuff and he said, you have to read this. And he's been harping on me to read it since Christmas.
Right.
And I'm just like, I'm behind in what I normally read. I don't necessarily want to read 1990s Valiant trade paperbacks yeah. right now. So, but I do want to read it to get an idea of it before I jump into the relaunch. And if he's that excited for it, then
so
I'll
did
give
you
it a
crack
go.
Children's Crusade?
I did crack it, and I started reading it, and I was like, I really don't know any of these characters. I don't know what's happening. They give you the little blurb about who they are.
You don't need the Avengers. They're just characters.
So I was like, I'm gonna go backwards a little bit. And then I got all those trades in, so.
Did you read Messiah Complex?
No, I haven't read anything. I read AVX Zero. That was my goal today.
What did you think?
I don't think you need to read any of that other stuff, really.
You know, it's. I'm always torn because Dan always says you have to read. Like I say, I'm going to read Children's Crusade, and then the next text I get from him is like 15 trades that I should read from the history of X-Men and Avengers.
I think you should read Children's Crusade before you read AVX, but I don't think you need to read the whole Messiah.
Well, I just read Zero. Zero, not that it didn't make sense. I mean, I didn't know a lot of the characters in it. I mean, who is it? The Serpent Squad? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, you don't need to know that. There's a very interesting thing on Bleeding Cool about
just
that today.
Plot.
Where
they just seem to be in it.
Bendis is writing Hope as Eve. So, of course, Hope is Eve. Who's she going to confront?
The Serpent.
Serpent Squad. So that's very interesting.
Yeah, this issue Zero.
She's being tempted with the Phoenix Force. It was very interesting.
I read what was it on Bleeding Clue?
Bleeding Clue?
They leaked or they previewed the issue. Was that what the website was that gave someone issue Zero? Where Cyclops is talking to Hope.
Yeah.
Yes.
It seemed to, I don't remember very vividly, but it seemed like it was Hope and Cyclops. Then they interject this whole other story and then ended with Hope. And that seemed that other story seemed to be missing from the preview online.
I see.
Yeah.
It didn't seem to...
And that second... The second half there, the whole Isotope Bank is actually the comic book store that Sean Wheatley shops at. It's actually Isotope Comics, same address and everything. I don't know. Maybe they didn't think police scanner of Isotope Comics being robbed was that exciting.
It didn't seem to... I mean, that's the only book I read. It's the only current book I read in a while was AVX Zero. But that just seemed
7?
To be... What's that?
You've read Batman 7.
I read Batman 7. Was that last week Batman 7 came out?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm with you. We talked about that. I thought 6 was better as a story and as things go.
Yeah,
and this is my... I mean, at some point it was going to come down to a fight and a brawl, and that's where it's going to start going.
Well, I think 7's kind of a...
7 had the big twist.
Take a breather and get ready for the next...
Yeah.
But set some stuff up. Explain the talents. Explain why there could be more...
Because you're still the only person that thinks that all the Robins are Talons.
No, just Nightwing.
Because he is.
Yeah.
Okay, last week when we talked, you're like, all the Robins.
I didn't say all. I thought Damian. I thought they had gotten Damian. Oh, okay.
I was confused.
Because I read it like three times trying to figure it out.
You know, that occurred to me. I was rereading the other issues, and whatever issue it is that ends on the cliffhanger with the open caskets, you know, there's pictures on all the caskets in that room where they keep, like, the undead talons, and one of the pictures on the caskets looked like Damian, I think, and that got me thinking that maybe he was, or maybe, you know, they've infiltrated all these other people that Bruce knows, so I could see that going there.
Ra's al Ghul's camp would be pretty difficult, though.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. You think he'd be the most difficult one, though, to get to.
Unless Ra's al Ghul is providing talons.
Yeah, failed League of Shadows members, I could see that.
Yeah, their modus operandi doesn't seem to be very similar.
True. Yeah.
But speaking of Damian, who read Batman and Robin number 7?
Yes.
That was good. That was very good.
That book was awesome.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
I want that book to continue forever with Gleason and Tomasi on it. I loved the three issues that they did before the relaunch, and if you haven't read those, definitely pick them up because it was really cool. And what they're doing now is just great. I think, Colin, you mentioned either last one of the Saturday podcasts, I think, how Damian said, "You didn't really think I'd turn on you."
Yeah, and then he said,
like, "No,
well,
for a minute. Yeah, yeah. And that made me laugh. I did enjoy that.
Not for a second? Okay, maybe a second.
Yes, maybe.
You punk.
I think that's probably, like, if I was rating all the comics out right now, that'd probably be number 3 on my list.
I gotta get caught. I've been going alphabetically through my New 52 reading material, basically, because it's just shorter increments of what I have to read.
So take Legion.
No. Not those. I'm talking about what I read, what I have. Okay. Not the all the number ones.
Okay, good. Because we can help you read out, like, not some of that.
No, but I've been going through, like, I was reading Action, mm-hmm. and then I was reading, like, All-Star. I've been going through those as we go. Batman, and I've been rereading all of them. I read, like, 17 DC titles, and I'm about to get to Justice League.
Right.
And Dan said how good it was, number 7. And Colin said number 7 was good.
It's good.
It was better than the first 6.
But I skipped over some Batman titles just because I feel like at some point, I mean, I like Batman the most, but I feel like you get Batman overload at some point.
Oh, yeah.
You read too much about it.
Well, I think I was going to say, if you're reading two Batman, like, if you're going to read any Batman books, it's got to be Batman and Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Everything else to me is, like, a lower tier of enjoyment. But I would still say my second favorite book right now is Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier's been really good. I've been reading Winter Soldier. But
I know we're, like, one of 8.
Winter Soldier?
Single digits.
Really? Well, you, me, and Dan read it and get it.
Yeah,
that's
I like
three
it.
Three of the 8 people right there. I mean,
I like it as well.
You get it, Winter Soldier?
Yeah,
that's 50% of the readership
really
right there.
I'd say, to be honest, I'd say it's the second best comic being produced right now.
I don't know if I'd say it's the second best comic, but I've really enjoyed
I'd say
Winter
Batman's
Soldier.
Number 1, Winter Soldier's number 2 right now.
I would say that Batman being number 1 is something you could debate, but I like Winter Soldier a lot, but it's not. I don't get the same enjoyment out of it as I do Wolverine and the X-Men, except for the last couple issues of X-Force, the issues before that I was getting way more out of it. It's good. I mean, but I like Scarlet Spider better than I like Winter Soldier.
Scarlet Spider is really good, too. I'd put that out there a bit. Winter Soldier is just my kind of book. It's a spy book. It's got Brubaker writing.
Yeah.
The art is perfect for the story.
Yeah.
It's
Butch Geis.
Yeah, Butch Geis.
The art is really good for what it is. Like almost like what is that book? The other book Brubaker does, Fatal.
Yeah.
Like, it's got that same type of.
Yeah,
it doesn't have that old school of a feel to it,
but
it's got that older school.
It's got
school.
The right feel for the book. And that,
yeah.
It's Sean got, Murphy and him do all those Fatal and
yeah, I like the
criminal books.
I almost feel like sometimes when you're reading Winter Soldier, you don't know. Like, you could almost convince yourself that it's taking place in, like, the 1950s to some degree,
yeah.
or the 1960s with the, like, at the height of the Cold War and things
like
that.
Yeah, it's got, like, a little bit of a noir element to it just because of the art and just because of the storyline, you know, are fairly dark. But to me, what really, like, what works for it is this is what Brubaker does well, and he gets the chance to do it in a way that he's not tied down to all these other superhero teams and crossovers.
Yeah, unlike the Cap book where he's really not in his
it's not his element.
Yeah, Brubaker seems to be mailing it in on some issues, but, like, Winter Soldier seems to be something he really enjoys.
I wonder, to me, like, everybody says Brubaker, you think crime, you think noir, you think those kind of gritty books.
Right.
And I always wonder with Cap, is he, like, the Captain America book itself, is he trying to challenge himself to write a different style of book? And that's
I don't think
reason.
He should be.
I think that's what he's trying to do. I don't know how successful he is. I think he's trying to push himself to do something different.
To me, there are other people that do that better. Let them do it. You know, like when Brubaker was on Daredevil, it had that kind of feel. When he's on Cap, you know, for his original run, it had that kind of feel. If Marvel wants to, you know, a new regime of Captain America stories, more superhero-centric, I mean, I just find somebody who is comfortable in that world.
I'm not saying it's Marvel doing it. I'm saying it's like the actor who's always a comedian who tries to take a dramatic role to stretch himself.
Jim Carrey?
Rob Williams.
Like, I think that's what's going on here, is he's trying to stretch his, you know, Chops. Himself and see how he does in other genres.
Some people that's can do that.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. I just
you know, I would say that Brubaker's X-Men run was actually really good superhero stuff.
Yeah, and Scarlet Spider, I just saw Collins looking through the previews. And
well, I'm just enjoying here, Spider-Man, I have to order 1 and 2 and they're both classified. That's going to be fun.
What is that book? You have no idea.
No clue, and I have to order the first 2 issues having no idea what it's about. That's lovely.
I mean, if you were to order that, thinking it was 616 or Ultimate, that wildly changes your numbers, right?
Well, and you know what? I was thinking about that. We were talking about that earlier today, and they burned the retailers back with Ultimate Fantastic Four when it looked like it was going to cross over, you know, 616 and Ultimate. And then it turned into Marvel Zombies that probably didn't do as well before Marvel Zombies came out. Those issues probably people read and went, oh. So I wonder, you know, are they going to burn us again? You know, and I think people are going to be a little hesitant. 19.
Time proved them right with the Marvel Zombies, but it took a long time.
It did, right. But how many people were sitting on lots of extra copies?
And it looks like they're kind of... Well, it says Amazing Spider-Man at the top of it.
Yeah, it's got the... It's in the Spider-Man.
Yeah, but it's also right after the Ultimate one.
Yeah, but it's got a different... It's red, not brown.
Or is it Movie Spider-Man?
Ugh.
You know?
Imagine that. Imagine if it was from, like, Movie Spider-Man universe.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think they'll give you more info before the Fox?
That's true.
Nope.
No, the two movies cross over.
They will give us some info probably the day of Fox.
I guess
and it'll be a generic Spider-Man meets Spider-Man in this epic blockbuster written by Brian Michael Bendis.
Right.
Well, we got it. It's not Bendis, is it?
Oh, yep. Bendis guy.
That's
Bendis and Sarah.
He's at it again.
So and it's Sarah, it's so that means right. So it's the Ultimate Spider-Man team.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just
see. They should at least tell you what universe it's in.
Nope.
Yeah.
But if they tell you that, we won't order lots.
But or you can order none.
Aren't
I mean,
you more
that's
inclined
kinda...
to order something you have an idea of how it's going to sell than a book that you have no idea?
Yeah.
Because this could be the hottest thing since sliced bread.
Right, and they're going to promote you. I better order lots. This is going to
be
the hottest thing ever.
Then you're stuck selling second prints. But if this is really crappy...
You need a Throne of Dracula?
Then you're
I got a couple. I was told that was the most important tie-in to Fear Itself.
But then you're sitting on a bunch of $4 books.
Yes.
It might have been as bad as Fear Itself was.
True. True. But yeah, so it's one of those, it's a crapshoot anyway ordering stuff, but it's even more of a crapshoot
when
you get this
tell
stuff.
You. Yeah, that's
wait, and the first two issues, not just the first issue, the first two.
I think that's
the same day on 1 and 2? No.
They'll be 2 weeks apart, so I won't have number one by the time I have to put in my orders for number two.
You won't have number one. When's Fox? 3 weeks before?
Yeah, but because these are shipping bi-weekly.
So you'll have to order it a week before you get
number one.
But hopefully you can see the retailer preview and tell if it's a...
Bet you $10 it's not on there.
Well, I'm just saying hopefully you'll be able to tell whether it's a...
Yeah.
But I thought this was solicited as...
A couple boxes of Girl Scout.
I thought this was talked about as fallout of Ends of the World.
Ends of Earth.
Ends of the Earth.
Ends of the Earth. Whatever.
The Spider-Man
jeez.
This
podcast is over.
I got 3 out of the 4 words correct. Leave me alone.
I'm sorry, were you saying
no, because the fallout is Spider-Man. His head getting bitten off by the lizard.
That happens.
Yes. No going back.
By Giuseppe Chemico. Oh, and there's a movie tie-in book.
Nobody wants
that. Is that 2 issues, 1 issue?
Yes, 2 issues.
What, do you buy 5 of the movie tie-ins?
That's about right, yeah. Because it's written by Tom Cohen and art by Neil Edwards.
Yep.
Who? And, of course, it's a photo cover, so I have no idea.
I've stopped buying movie tie-ins unless they're from
what?
Batman.
Oh, no. Kane died?
Or if they made a Miss Marvel movie.
Wait, who's this?
You get hit with a goblin glider?
Mm-hmm. I thought that was Kane.
No,
it might
Kane's
be a clone.
Oh, look, we're doing an impromptu...
cold read, if you
previews.
Will.
Yeah. No, just... Oh!
I've seen this.
Sweet, I can get you your Amazing Fantasy 15 finally.
But it's only
$3.99.
Is Cullen Bunn taking over Venom?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, he's taking over. He's the hot new guy.
He is. I like most of what he's done.
I've never read Six Guns. I've heard good things.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it.
Six Guns is pretty good.
Can we ask a question?
Fear Itself was...
No.
You have to raise your hand, Mr. Pinto.
How many books is Marvel going to double ship in a month?
All of them.
They're not all of them, but it's a lot of them. Like, if I got to double buy AVX...
Well, AVX is that one is always double. That's an every other week.
But that's fine, because that's an event there every other week, and they want to get it done, and I'd rather have the 12 issues fast than wait a year.
But you're getting two Avengers Academy, two Legacy, two Uncannies.
That means I got to buy, like...
And they're mostly all going to be...
That means I'm going to be poor by the
two Dark Avengers.
I mean, I don't know what's important and what's not, but it's like...
Yeah, what do we think about Dark Avengers? I mean, something had to say
Thunderbolts
that.
Is plummeting.
I was going to say, something had to say
plummeting.
That.
You know what? I looked at it, and I really like the looks of it.
Will you increase your order with Dark Avengers?
No, because the exact same team.
Oh,
it's
man.
Doing
this
Thunderbolts
will sell.
Right now, so why would I?
The Avengers Black Widow Strikes.
Why? Because the Deodato cover?
No, I'm still going to... I mean, I liked Thunderbolts until this last arc, and it was just...
Right,
terrible.
But it's still Jeff Parker and Declan Shavely.
Yeah,
so.
But people don't care. They're going to see Avengers on it and buy it.
But... To me, it wasn't those guys that ruined it. It's that, well, Shaley's art's pretty crap. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I like this team of characters in the Avengers, new Avengers book.
Right.
So, I mean, I might bump it a little, but I don't have a whole lot of faith.
Oh, I'm not saying a lot. I'm just...
You smacking me around there, Nick.
No, sorry, I'm just changing.
Supposedly, Miles Morales is, like, the most popular comic book character in decades.
Isn't he going to
I've been hearing that
isn't he gonna
meet so
Peter
much.
From
but which Peter
where?
Parker?
Where have you been hearing this?
I want to see the ultimate 2099 team up. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Okay. Me too. I love 2099.
I mean, it's where did I get this
really
so
right.
Well, yeah.
Dummy.
Love both the covers for, as we just talked about... As we just talked about Butch Geist doing all the art
That's
on Winter
different.
Soldier, he's now off the book.
Yeah. Well, Michael Lark. Ooh, I'll take Michael Lark any day of the week.
Right, yeah, he's all right with effing covers.
If Crossbones comes back to...
How many covers can we get with Winter Soldier standing next to Black Widow?
All of them.
No, but I mean, that was on a Cap and Bucky had that cover.
Yep.
Yeah, but she's hot in that one.
Okay, but it's the same cover over and over again. I'm so excited. Captain America and Hawkeye leading into Captain America and Iron Man.
No, I'm canceling that book.
What? You don't like team-ups?
This is just the dumb team-up.
I think it's just...
This is the Captain America team-up book.
Yeah. But I think it's just that book changed direction so quickly.
Yeah.
It started as Cap and Bucky, and it was just Captain
Which
Bucky
I think
stories.
Was supposedly an enjoyable Captain America book that people were actually
liking.
I thought
the first story was really cool. Yeah.
It was pretty
and
good.
And they're going to keep Captain America, but now they're going to change this one over to...
Supposedly,
that.
It's always been planned to be a team-up book. Cap and Bucky.
They should have changed
Notice
the name
I said supposedly.
I mean, like, it was Cap and Bucky, but that was a setup for Winter Soldier, and I didn't want to read Winter Soldier, and then it turned into Cap and Hawkeye, and now it's Cap and Iron Man.
I don't
read Winter Soldier.
I don't know why they
I'm just
did.
Not that interested in it. I'm sure it's good. I believe you that it's good.
Victor writes the, what is it, Victor writes history? Or history's written from the viewpoint of the Victor?
Oh, yes. I thought you meant Victor. I was going to say, who's Victor?
No. So what do we think about this new Mayan rules arc of Hulk? I'm not going back. I'm just.
But I think the real question is, who is the new Iron Man?
I agree. I agree.
I'm really curious. Is this going to be like a?
It's not me.
Is this going to be like cardstock etched? Because I would buy that cover. Like
that
is.
No, it's only $2.99. So
if that was a real. Like,
but it's guest starring A-Bomb, so
that looks pretty good.
Oh Lord!
It's going to be good.
Where do we see a new Iron Man?
41.
And get that page.
Who is?
Oh, it's Nick Spencer's going to write another Iron Man
the
2.0 book.
Iron Man.
Are you serious?
No, I just.
God.
Is it Howard Stark? That would be crazy, wouldn't that?
As far as I know, Nick Spencer has nothing booked for Marvel right now.
Here's something a little
He's
bit later. I am so excited Steve Gerber's back writing Man Thing.
Yes.
I'm giddy with excitement. I loved his work, and I'm glad he's putting out some new stuff. I wonder how he's doing.
It's 20 years of
Man. Where's he living?
I don't know.
Yeah, he died like 10 years ago.
No, I.
Who did?
Steve Gerber.
And how's he putting out a new
book? Yeah, good question.
Is it like Tupac putting out a new CD?
Probably.
No ads.
That's a great art,
they,
Adam.
They found it. They found it.
But yeah, they lost script.
Yeah,
Brian
Wood's taking over Ultimate Comics.
Script. They're like, okay, we should make right. this. We don't have to pay him.
Daredevil against Doom.
Poi Pons in that art.
Yeah, Daredevil's got musical artists on it lately.
Well, what did I figure out? It was four artists and five issues.
Yeah, that was in that. Yeah. Was that on a Bleeding Cool article or something?
Who's reading Punisher? Has anyone been reading,
I am reading Punisher?
People are liking it, but the numbers are not supporting it.
I like Greg Rucka.
It's very interesting.
It's not exciting.
Well, in a typical Rucka fashion, he's writing in a very strong female lead character with it.
Hey, Nick, yes. Can you?
That is what he's best at.
Well, I mean, you're Batwoman,
it's a
Wonder
save the
Woman,
date.
Yeah. Even his
Astonishing
stuff.
X-Men.
Tara
the
Chance,
cover says save the date.
Yeah.
Tara,
who on that team?
Queen Cover by Dustin Weaver. I think he did a great job on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. But in the
That'll
first issue,
you buy a book.
He picked a great. He picked a
there's
great
a, like, there's a woman getting woman Marine getting married, and the whole wedding party gets.
Is that a new Omega Red?
Now it's kind of like
wow.
A yeah,
team up.
It is.
One of those two.
Wow.
On Uncanny X-Force, Mike McCone art. I can't think of anybody less. X-Force-y than Mike McCone. I mean,
Ed
I like his art, but not on X-Force.
How about Ed McGuinness? He would be worse.
Oh, yeah, he would be worse. I'll give you that.
Wait, who's the guy that draws Bongo comics?
Yeah, no, I was thinking, like, J. Scott Campbell, you know, or his clone guy.
Has X-Force lost its... I mean, I you guys used to talk about it.
So
I haven't read an issue.
In my opinion, whenever it hit the
I don't know what's going
of,
on. I don't care anymore.
The
Phantom X.
Phantom X. It went downhill, and they started writing all this otherworld stuff with Captain Britain.
This used to be a book that you guys would talk about routinely, podcast after podcast.
It was.
How
it
great it was.
I think
nobody said it was bad.
The first 19 issues.
I was so excited to try to get caught up to it, and it just seemed like all of a sudden with issue,
you
as
should,
soon as the...
You still should.
As soon as the Archangel... Was it Archangel
yeah,
saga?
As soon as that stuff ended.
As soon as that ended... Everybody's like, you can
and it looks like it's getting good. Part of this is I don't really care about Captain Britain and Otherworld stuff, and I cannot stand the artist.
Tocchini or whoever.
Tocchini makes me want to, like, it's like Chris Boccolo. It's up there with, like, make me want to vomit art, and thankfully he's off of it soon.
Well,
although,
I mean, I don't know. This doesn't look much greater.
I mean, I like Mike, like Colin said, I like Mike McCone. I just don't think it's...
You
it's
know,
not a fit for the book.
He's more of a Spider-Man.
Where'd the guy
artist
go? Who was drawing it? What happened to him?
He's doing the covers, but that's almost even worse. To have the cover look like what you're expecting,
in,
and then have the inside different.
Didn't Pena? Didn't he do Fear Agent?
No.
Nick, who did Fear Agent?
That was Tony Moore.
And, Tony Moore.
Tony Moore.
Apparently, there was other artists too, but
okay.
You know what book really needs to pick up for me to get it anymore is Secret Avengers.
I haven't read it since Fear Itself started,
and I don't know how it's going to survive.
Did you read Remender's
ABX
stuff?
Remender's stuff is good.
Remender's stuff with
just
Gabriel Hardman. Oh yeah, since the Dot One.
It's been good.
Yeah, I read the Point One.
They haven't had that many issues to even get into
one.
It though.
He did say Dot One.
Well,
I don't
I've never
know.
Heard the
no.
Dot One.
A lot of things you can do with a point,
but not a lot you can do with a dot. So.
Since the Point One has been really good.
I've been reading it.
It's Remender and Gabriel Hardman, who I go back and forth whether I like his art or not. But
I just can't get so much into Avengers so much because they can't seem to keep a consistent team.
Well, has the Avengers ever really had a consistent team?
Yeah, they've kept them for longer than they are now.
I'm just sick of different banners on the book.
I just know Secret Avengers, like... They, on the
oh
cover
my God,
of,
I'm gonna have to buy the X-Men book.
I know.
On the cover of the ABX book, they have like a brand new, pretty well.
Well, this is kind of wrong. Like the book I could care less about for how many issues is now one that I'm excited
yeah,
for.
Yeah, because Brian Wood's taken over regular X-Men.
Is it X-Men versus Avengers versus vampires? Or?
No, I don't. I don't know if they're vampires. It doesn't tell us.
Well, that's
just
weird.
A new race of mutants is discovered. So then the whole AVX thing is over if there's new mutants.
But there's no Jubilee.
Well, that's how it ends.
There we go.
From Zoll.
Sweet.
But it's Brian Wood, so that makes me happy.
But why is there a Spider-Man and Green Goblin variant cover? Okay, sure.
Whenever there's an ASM and
wait a minute, how can it be Deadpool? Deadpool's dead. And why is Hellboy on the cover?
Did you see Deadpool's face in that?
Oh, you do?
Did you see what you see?
What do I see?
It's not all scarred.
Oh.
He looks like Deathstroke?
I think he's going to look like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, it could be. That could be. Good Lord.
I mean, it might as well make everybody who they look like, right, for the movies.
I like who the Domino, they brought Domino back in X-Men. So Extreme X-Men isn't in here?
No, not yet. Mm-hmm. See, Marvel's liking to announce stuff like 2 months before it even hits the previews book.
Yep.
And it's like, then by the time you see it in previews, you're like, oh, haven't I ordered this? Why isn't this out yet?
Are you excited for that, Nick?
Which?
Extreme X-Men.
I like the Exiles. This is going to be the Exiles. It certainly, what's cool about the Exiles books and books like this are that they exist in a vacuum. And again, I usually preach those books as being some of the better books. They won't be screwed up by continuity. And I also admit that I'm a Dazzler fan. So someone's got to be.
Have you seen her in concert?
I have not. I have the Fumati cover, though. I have every issue from the... she beat Galactus. She beat Doctor Doom. She did a lot in her series.
Fury Max looks good.
That book's cool.
With Ennis. Although it looks like he's having a stroke in that cover.
Is that sort of like the epilogue to Punisher Max? Is that
maybe.
Red Fury Max, the original?
Yeah, there's an original Fury Max by Ennis.
It was amazing. It was one of the most hardcore Ennis books he's ever done.
Doesn't his eye look like he's having a stroke, like it's going to pop out of his face or something?
He's like 70 in the book.
He better not. He only has one.
I'm liking this incognito hardcover.
But he's got a kid now, so nice.
He can use it.
That's very nice. Oversized, only $45 for volumes 1 and 2. That's actually a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Hit Girl, yeah! I'm sure it'll ship on time. Don't worry.
So, like, this Secret Service book, I'm really excited. I really want to read it. Same with Super Crooks. I refuse until they're in trade.
Well, you're going to be waiting a long time, I think.
Yeah, I know. It's wild.
Yeah. I read Super Crooks. I didn't mind it. It was like certainly not a complete comic book. It was just a chapter, you know, like that kind of feel.
You're going to order a lot of the Marvel Zomnibus, right?
I might order one because it's actually Marvel Zombies 1 through 5 and everything else, including the Ultimate Fantastic Four book.
Oh, wow.
Zomnibus.
That's actually kind of impressive.
Yeah, it's not a bad collection.
Wow, that's a whole bunch of zombies.
Now I'll get the new Avengers Omnibus for Joe. So,
I've abandoned and started flipping to different things.
Oh, okay.
Walking Dead mini mates.
Yes. I'm very excited about those.
Let's see what my waste of a money is going to be this month.
Did you notice that the
Hulk boiling point?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Matt was still going, and then I dropped my book. No, I lost the page, but the Amazing Spider-Man movie tie-in trade is advertised in the same book that the issues are.
Okay. That might be a tie-in, old tie-in. That looks like the old costume.
Now, here's where it gets me. Marvel's doing way too many hardcovers, and it was funny. I was talking with Dan Garbark. Image had an issue where a book was solicited at one price and shipped at another, and he was asking about it, and I just happened to send him the section from last week's Marvel Mailer where they raised the price of every trade paper or every hardcover by $5, including stuff that I just ordered on the March order the week before. Every single one went up by $5. And I'm looking at this going, Incredible Hulk by Jason Aaron, 1 through 7, $35.
Yeah.
And the problem is we're going to get this. This is going to come out sometime in June. We're not going to get the paperback till September. It's lost all the momentum. Daredevil right now is only available in a hardcover. I could sell tons of that graphic novel in paperback right now. $15. I've heard about this Daredevil. I show them the $20 hardcover. Not interested. I still haven't even ordered a paperback. Hopefully it's in here. But they're just killing me with all these hardcovers.
There's material from Fear Itself 7 in there as
well. Yeah, great. Okay.
That four-page intro.
The four-page where I leave you, and jumps away. Yeah. So that's not worth $35.
I was saying to Matt earlier, the Avenging Spider-Man hardcover, that's issues 1 through 5. That's 24. But then on the next page, Daredevil by Mark Waid number 2 hardcover, that's 7 to 10, 10.1, and 677, and that's only $19.99. So what's the difference there?
Yeah.
You said, Joe Mad.
But still, it's,
Yeah.
So, I mean,
The paperback?
Are other retailers appalled by these prices? I mean,
Well, it's this will be $19.99, but then when it actually ships, it's going to be $24.99.
Right.
They slip it in $19.98 here.
Yeah.
You go, hey, get me one of those. When it ships, it's $5 higher.
Can you cancel it if they change the price?
only before FOC. Really? Like I was talking about they had Dark Phoenix saga, where you got the fancy hardcover, mm-hmm. $75. Then they have the paperback, $25. It's right. Dark Phoenix. It's the Bizarre Adventures. It's the What If. It's everything. Well, they cut all the extras out, kept the price.
Is that the one I ordered?
Yeah, probably.
Last month.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they cut it in half, for the same price. Yeah.
Can you cancel it?
No.
Well, you can cancel it at FOC.
Past FOC.
For something you ordered last month?
It's not bad. Yeah.
Wait, it was due last Thursday?
No, this was from before. This
was from February. Was in last month's previews.
That was before. But here, Jason Aaron, 5 issues, $25.
Did we really Wolverine. Get Ant-Man season 1?
Hardcover.
Well, that means he's probably going to be in Avengers.
I would support. I don't know what small the season cameo. One thing is. It's like every time you turn around, they're re-releasing like the origin stories and something. Like, just pick a setup and release every issue in that format.
I read the X-Men season 1. And it Miles was Morales. Fantastic Four
Volume
2. And it was good.
You know what I mean? But like, what's
five season 2? $25.
Did you read the X-Men? Cool. You know
I did mean? Not read the X-Men, Nick.
I didn't.
Pretty good. It's like treading no new ground, but you know, pretty good.
Well, I mean, those are pretty much aimed at people who have just seen.
No, you're right. That is
the movie cost.
That is the.
But what yeah. I don't did you read anything?
No orange yet? Eyes. Though.
No,
they're too adult for kids.
Really,
and it's the same history of the original book. So I don't know.
Well, that seems kind of
this.
I mean, well, we're finally getting the Schism trade is going to be out in June.
Yeah, I saw that.
Just now. You know, right in the middle of AVX. You know, really, is this timely at all at this point?
Well, you got to get caught up.
Well, they want you to get the hardcover.
Well, no, but here's what I'm saying. Like, here's X-Men X Club. Issue 5 hasn't even shipped yet, and I'm ordering the paperback. Okay, that's good. That timing is good.
Oh, that's terrible.
Right, but I'm just saying, but now for Schism, Schism's done. Over.
Schism was like last year, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was about end of summer.
I think it ended in.
Oh, man.
November or December.
Yeah,
it was
the
end of summer.
X-Man, The Man Who Fell to Earth.
Is that the original?
5 through 14.
Wow, look at that.
Excellent.
I'll probably.
You know why
that.
It's 5 through 14?
Because 1 through 4 was in Age of Apocalypse.
Age of Apocalypse.
Exactly. Very good.
I know what's
and
going
it ended on 14.
I am. No, it didn't. It went to
75
like
or something.
Warren Ellis ended the thing like, 6 years later.
Wow, all
like
the
biggest X-Men fan.
All the posters are actually viewable this month.
Ooh, Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Except that one's not covered.
I'm in.
Ah.
I love this checklist Marvel gives you at the back. Like, you need to check off everything
like the
you buy. You better buy all of this.
I always wonder who uses those checklists. I mean, sometimes they're handy. I think they're kind of cool.
It's not a checklist. It's an order form.
That's not what it says.
It's a checklist?
It says Marvel checklist. That's what it says.
It's supposed to be a check.
I'd love to match up with these shipping dates and the actual shipping date.
Right.
We should do that sometime. I bet you all the non-icon stuff.
I know, it just sounded like it's a plan.
That would be my guess. All the non-icon books ship relatively close.
Well, the AVX
in the same month. Yeah.
Wasn't this the cover of last month's Marvel preview?
Yeah. They just always, it's just a generic.
Okay, so that's issue one. It does say 103 up there. All right. I'm on.
No, I like that Secret Avengers cover.
Why?
Justify your life.
It's got binary?
It's got the non-90s...
I was trying to explain the new Captain Marvel costume to somebody, and I kind of went back to... You remember Staying Alive? Jamie Lee Curtis outfit and Staying Alive, the John Travolta movie? That's what her outfit reminds me of.
It's that cool.
She's got, you know, the headband. She's got the leg warmers. Oh, you know,
so Dazzler's getting her own book.
Does anybody else think Marvel's getting like kind of bloody? Like, I mean, I haven't read a whole lot of Marvel, but like
violent, bloody.
There's like all of a sudden, what was I just looking at? Something in here. Somebody was on a cover, standing with a knife, covered in blood.
I think that's been the argument lately, though. I mean, even with the 52 relaunch, people are noticing some upgraded.
I mean, but
violence,
I don't really like the cover with the lizard biting Spider-Man's head.
I had one. What was it,
Aries
Saturday?
Being, like, ripped apart.
I had a dad come in.
Cure itself.
My 8-year-old son really likes Batman. What do you got? So I showed him Brave and Bold. No, he doesn't want anything cartoon. What do you got? Regular Batman, the new stuff. And I'm like,
here's a dark
God,
Lord.
What book do you, you know?
Yeah. You can give him the Dark Knight because he'd be so confused. Wouldn't want to read anymore.
I did give him the Dark Knight because I'm like, at worst, it's I am One Face. You know?
I forgot about that.
You could have sold Batman Odyssey.
God, he looked at that. I'm like, no. Yeah, I'm like,
it's very cartoonish.
That's written by a 70-year-old insane guy.
I'm so excited to end it. I can't wait to end it.
And then you're going to read it.
You know what they should do? They should have a Neil Adams, Frank Miller team up.
Oh, for God's sake.
Like, okay. I'm just hoping nobody's
like,
buying
drunk,
it.
Insane,
oh, my God.
Old
that's,
guys.
That, oh. And John Byrne doing finishes. Yeah.
I just hope every time I buy Batman Odyssey, I tell myself, nobody else in America is buying this but me.
No, it actually sells pretty well.
There's a lot of people online who are really into it.
Oh, yeah. Good Lord.
That was funny. I had fun. Yesterday, yeah. I did something on Twitter I hadn't done in a long time where it was putting the top holds. And it was very funny to find I had more holds for All-Star Western than I did for Avengers. I mean, wow. That was...
There you go.
Well, that's
what?
Not surprising.
All-Star Western.
You pimped that book a lot.
But still, we're at issue 7. By now, people, you know, I can pimp it all at one at the beginning, but people are still getting it. But that was very funny when I was making that list going.
It's only because Sky Center's like, oh, it influences the Court of Owls.
Well, that's why you started getting it again.
But
yeah, well, I'm sure I wasn't.
Avengers should be number one on that list. Yeah. What came out this week that should have outsold Avengers?
ABS
from DC.
Zero?
No, but from DC.
You'll have
Aquaman? Out. Well, Aquaman did.
Anyway.
The list is right there. It's in front of you.
Although that used to be a joke. It's not really anymore.
No, but,
really
you know,
book.
Batman Dark Knight, that's probably the least of the Batman books, right? Least popular.
Yeah. Batwoman's getting...
Of the four core Batman books.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I was going to say.
Yeah, but...
Are we doing core or are we doing all 12?
No, but, you know... Flash, okay, maybe Flash.
Good.
No, no, but I'm saying Flash maybe should be around Avengers.
Oh, well, yeah.
I guess,
yeah.
You know,
I
what's say, but not Goon
Art.
No.
That's a kid's book.
Oh.
But yeah, it was just funny making that list and going, wow, All-Star Western. And
I think part of it, I really believe this, that
Superman,
the amount of stuff that Marvel has gone through in the Avengers book derails what they're trying to do often enough. I mean, I was bagging and boarding 20 issues of Avengers. It had 5 different banners. From the Heroic Age,
yeah,
to Shattered Heroes, to Battle... I mean, it just... Every time,
yeah,
Fear
but
Itself...
The banner doesn't really mean anything. It's just kind of a theme that's going on in,
yeah,
the,
but
in
when,
the universe
but
at that point.
When Fear Itself hit, all the stories stopped and went Fear Itself.
That but, one, but like...
I
the,
mean...
The great... Whatever the other ones were. They're all just like Dark Reign, okay... Villains are going to kind of win right now.
Yeah, but I mean, I just feel like there's been a lot of stuff in 20 issues,
yeah,
23 issues. I feel like that we're talking about, at most, we're talking about less than 2 years of books for Avengers because they double shipped it.
Right.
So we're talking about like 20 months of Avengers. And you're talking about 5, I don't even want to call them events because I don't think Shattered Heroes was an event.
Yeah.
But it looks like an event when you banner it on every book.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes it seem like something that it isn't. And it really... puts people in a hesitant spot to get into it because they're like, well, what is this? Do I really need? Well, now all these books have Shattered Heroes. Do I need them? And sure, people don't need them, but
yeah,
people don't realize that.
I did have a little fun today with the Avengers point one issue going.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a great jumping on point for a story that'll be out in a year and
Dan
a half,
said the
2 years.
One. Dan,
you know,
read 24.1.
Yeah.
He said that it was. He said that if you read it before AVX Zero, because
okay,
it was a Vision story, because
okay,
Vision was on the cover.
Well,
cause
somebody, cause I
he said it was connected.
Okay, because I didn't read Children's Crusade yet. It's at home. But somebody said the Vision gets destroyed at the end of it.
Wrong
so they didn't yet quite understand how... Oh, it's a different
Vision?
Different Vision.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was the Vision that was rebuilt by Tony Stark in his spare time when he was drinking.
Yeah. No, it's not that one. It's the Vision that's made from the shell of the armor of a kid who will be Kang. That's
no,
easy.
No, no, but I mean the Vision that's in the 24.1 has Vision on the cover.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think that's a problem with event comics in general. I mean, we... Like, when DC did Infinite Crisis, everything said, countdown to Infinite Crisis, you know, this many months until Infinite Crisis. But everything was so tied into what was going on at that time that you, when you finally read Infinite Crisis, like, I went back and reread Infinite Crisis just by itself couple weeks ago, and I was so lost because I don't remember half of what was going on in Teen Titans. You know, I vaguely remember what was going on in Superman at the time.
But I mean, no, Infinite Crisis was like, I mean, that was built up as like a crisis. And I'm like, yeah. AVX is supposed to be built up as like, here's these two, you know, the two.
Yeah.
The two pillars of
616
of Marvel, and they're going to fight each other. Yeah. So I think all the books should be influenced, but they just had less than a year ago all the books influenced and the craziest thing that ever happened with you know the guy with the hammer coming in. What was his name? The Serpent, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it's the issue
spinning out a 12-issue mini of the Fearless, continuing the story.
So the whole the banner makes you want to buy everything.
No. The banner doesn't make you want to buy everything. The banner, I think, if somebody walks in here and doesn't know what it is and sees Shattered Heroes across 13 books, they're going to be hesitant to buy any of them at first because they're going to go, now what issue is this? Okay, we're on issue 17. Oh, that's a Shattered Heroes. And they're going to say, do I have to read all of these? And sure, all they have to do is ask Colin and say, do I have to read all these? But some people don't. Some people just walk right back out the door.
Aren't they going to say the same thing about the New 52? Because that's a banner across every book.
Yeah, I mean, they could to some degree. But, the New 52
is a banner across every book. So you're going to have to buy seven.
Not like Shattered Heroes and Heroic Age. I mean, they put that right across the top. New 52, they just kind of put in the corner.
It's almost just like saying DC.
It is. I mean, it is. To us, kind of like a banner. But, I mean,
I think that anybody would.
I don't know if, I mean, to me, like the New 52, like, I mean, that has a different ring to it than a title of like Fear Itself.
Yeah,
I think the other issue gets into is a lot of these stories
because we're too close.
A lot of these stories are stories that you think the event would be happening in the main Avengers book only, or like the main Justice League book only. You know, like Avengers. When you think of an Avengers book, you think, okay, the heroes are getting together to fight villains and problems that they wouldn't necessarily be able to conquer on their own. Okay, so here's this big thing we're going to set up in this issue of Avengers, and then you know a couple months later, you can read the actual event in a separate book, and then Avengers is only going to tie in and tell you like part of the story. And I think that's where part of the problem comes in, is people might come in and say, okay, what are the Avengers up to? Well, they're in Fear Itself. Okay, well, so I should pick up Avengers. No, you should pick up Fear Itself. Well, I thought the Avengers were in Avengers. Well, they are, but they're in Fear Itself. You know,
I mean, it
goes back and forth, I think.
I like it one of two ways. I either like the event book to be totally separate. Mm-hmm. Give me the event book. Like, give me AVX. Give me 12 issues. But just let Avengers do something else. Or put the event in the issues, like Executioner Song was, where it was like four issues of Uncanny, four issues of X-Force. Put it in the book. I don't normally get this book, but now the storyline, the 12-issue mini, is being told in that story. Mm-hmm. Instead of trying to double me up, but now what they're doing is they're like really octoing me up because I got to buy two Avengers, two X-Forces, two AVXs, a Versus book. It's like I got
to
keep buying.
You don't
buying,
have to buy Versus.
That's what I've been saying, though.
That's what they say.
For the longest time.
You don't have to.
It's like a structure issue with Marvel. They don't bring anything out. They bring everything out thinking that you have to buy this and that.
Yeah, don't
but the customer
that
doesn't
yes,
really
you
know it.
You have to buy some of it.
You know what I mean, though? Like, I get Avengers.
Here's the solution for you. Read indie comics. There's no crossovers.
No, I don't disagree. I mean,
none of that. Go pick up Pigs and American Vampire.
I like American Vampire. Yeah. I do, but at some point too,
I want capes and punching.
You want the big names. You want the stuff that got you into it at the beginning.
Yeah, because there's nothing wrong with crossovers.
I mean, I would love
how you do them
I
and
think
how you
AVX
implement them.
Could be incredibly interesting, but I mean, I guess you don't get the fun book. You don't get the fun titles. You don't get the fun covers. But I think AVX would be a great banner if you put it in Avengers, X-Men title. And pick a third title and make it 4 months. Do three titles a month. You could do three issues a month and just.
Also, if you don't have to get the Versus books, then why are they bringing them out?
Because they know we will get them.
I'll buy them.
Exactly.
Yeah. They did say it was the ultimate fanfic.
Yeah, because I'll buy them. Because I want to see who.
Why are there 12 Batman books? Because somebody will buy all 12.
Yeah. I buy them all.
Why
there's no doubt about it.
Five Wolverine books.
Yeah, but they're different.
I mean, why are there five
Batman
Wolverine books?
Books?
As long as they don't end them like the Lobo Wolverine fight where.
Well, that's behind the bar. I mean,
yeah, and we won't tell you who won.
Yeah. Bone Claw Wolverine, too.
Why are there three or four Spider-Man books?
Because Spider-Man.
I agree. I don't think there need to be.
Because people will buy
Spider-Man books.
It's like Nick always says. You can't tell Marvel not to do it because it's like printing money.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you can tell Marvel to do is through not buying.
Yes.
Anything other than that, yeah. And there's so many people that complain about things because they mostly complain because they're going to buy it.
Like, they heard people didn't want a female Ghost Rider, and they canceled it at issue 9.
Yeah.
Based on sales.
But they gave it a shot. They also hear from people online that there needs to be more female characters, and then they hear this from the loud people, and no one buys them. There doesn't need to be female superhero characters if no one's buying them. Period. No one's buying them. That means nobody wants them. That's what it means.
Well, I don't know if it means that. I think they're just not well done. You know,
ever?
No, not ever, but, you know, I think... I don't know.
Batwoman is one of the most excellent books on the market.
Yeah.
It's selling well.
What does it do against any other word or book with the word bat in front of it?
Right.
Last. Yeah. I mean, no one will say female superhero books don't do well because they're female superheroes. Because no one wants to say that. But proof's in the pudding. I mean, Marvel's not going to not make money. If they have an idea that makes money, they'll continue to do it. X-23 is Wolverine as a woman, essentially, and they can't sell that?
Yeah.
It's just the male audience. It is what it is.
They need to make her an adult.
Break it, but good luck.
The openly critical portion of the fan base, though, is a lot smaller than the rest of the fan base, and I think that's what...
It's the vocal minority.
Well, yes, but that's what some of those critics don't understand, though. I mean, I they rant and rave a lot of the times, of, you know, we need more feminism in comics, or less offensive takes on
women
in comics. Exactly, nobody buys it, because the rest of the comic-buying community doesn't
want
that.
Look at the bestsellers, it's all like over
the market won't support it. So, well, you know, did you promote it? How well did you promote it?
I mean, who bought Womanthology besides me?
Nobody.
Yeah, that's what I thought. How many did you order?
Two.
One for me and one for the shelf? Yeah.
And I think the other problem is just because I'm not interested doesn't mean that I hate feminism or female comic characters, because I don't. I will read a book if I'm interested.
And I'm curious, now that it's ongoing, how many are you going to buy a month?
Of what?
Womanthology. They announced it's going to be an ongoing.
Yeah. We'll see what it is. But
5?
Yeah.
Are you gonna get it?
I'll buy it. So
he'll get 3.
One for me, 4 for the shelf.
Yeah, but like when I think back to like X-23, like you're saying, Nick, my problem was it's all spun out of that Wolverine Goes to Hell. That was
X-23 was around before that.
No, it was Dokken, X-23, and Wolverine, and all started at the exact same time. They were in that preview book.
That's a new.
And I think the preview book came out, and you just went Wolverine Goes to Hell. Who cares?
Yeah, but X-23 didn't really tie into that. They closed up.
It didn't tie in, but they spun. I can find you the preview book started it, and I think I didn't even bother. I loved the Dakin character in Dark Avengers. I thought he was really cool.
That book was terrible.
I didn't even read issue 1 because Wolverine Goes to Hell. I read the first issue of that and went, I could care less.
You should.
I read the first arc of that. When I don't want
you
to read
and
any
Ryan
more of
should read the last X-23. It's a silent story, all with Phil Noto art.
But that's the thing about that book. That's you. The way you interested me is because you said it's Phil Noto art. I have no interest in reading Wolverine as a woman,
and that's why I told him that it was all Phil Noto art.
Right, exactly. And that doesn't mean that I have anything against the character, that I wouldn't support a female character. I'm just not interested in reading about female Wolverine. I wasn't really interested in Batwoman until I read 52.
I liked her when she was an X-Force.
Well, and the thing that was weird about it is it's kind of like they're trying to do like the whole journey into adulthood thing, but not putting any of the sex into it. So they're trying to write like a G-rated version of Wolverine and Lost Girls.
But you know, that was another... And
it's not working.
I'll be honest with you. I sold out some of the early issues... And it came out in hardcover, and 6 months later it came out in paperback, and by the time it came out in paperback, I think it was already canceled. And it's like, why do I, you know, I'm not even going to bother trying to read this. Like, we set up an Avengers X-Men display, and I'm looking, like, the Uncanny X-Men hardcover, I haven't sold a single copy of the new story arc, where if that was in a paperback...
Did that just start? Is that out in book art?
Yeah, it's out in hardcover.
Wow.
But I bet if that was a paperback...
It was only a 4-issue story.
Yeah, but I bet I could have sold some of them by now. That's where I get...
I think
they miss their timing on a lot of stuff.
I think people really... I mean, certain people who like hardbacks are hardback fans.
Right, but...
And it's a much smaller minority than trade paperback.
It's getting...
Yeah, but if you flood the market with paperbacks, how many people are going to wait for hardcover?
Right, but... Or come out at the same time.
Because you have people like me and Justin that will impulse buy the hardcover because it's there.
I think the people that are going to buy the hardcovers...
Specifically at different times.
But my problem is, for me, I've stopped ordering them. So people are going to have to wait longer to get them.
Unless we ask.
If you ask, I'll happily order it. But how many hardcovers do I have sitting on the shelf? And then when the paper comes out, nobody in the, is ever going to buy that hardcover.
I think the people that are going to buy the trade paperbacks, though, if they brought out trade paperbacks first, I think you'd get the same people buying the hardcovers later on because they're buying them for the same reason.
I buy the
hardback. And that's because they want a specific collection of books as a hardback.
Yeah,
I think they're going to do that after as they would before.
Say they went and released them both at the same time, like some of the smaller publishers. How would you order that?
Well, I'd order one hardcover and, well, probably one hardcover and maybe two of the paperbacks, but I'd know I'd be reordering the paperback. So somebody can get the hardcover that they want, but as it is now, I got in one copy of the hardcover.
You would order Dracula Fear Itself, single hardcover, two trades.
No, not that.
Okay, Uncanny X-Men.
Uncanny X-Men, I'd probably order one hardcover, two paperbacks, and I would have sold those two paperbacks. Now, when...
Is $5 really a...
Sure it is. And it's shrink-wrapped, you can't open it, you can't see what it looks like, you can't flip through it.
Why don't we open it?
Because then the dust jacket gets torn.
Take the dust jacket off.
I can't put it on. Where am I going to store dust jackets?
Yeah. It's a just, closet for dust, you know,
dust jacket supply room.
But, and they're just a black book underneath, so that's not going to sell. True. So that's the problem. It's just, and whereas, you know, pick it up. Oh, yeah, here's the new Uncanny X-Men. Oh, I'll wait till it comes out in paperback. Okay, comes out in paperback. Well, now we're already, you know, AVX is already out. You know, oh, I don't need to read this. And
it really doesn't make any sense why trades don't come out first. They're easier to make, for one, than a hardcover is.
Because the hardcover's $5 more, and people
and they want people to spend the $5
more. People who are impatient
will buy. You think that the people... Yeah, that's the people they're going to buy.
Give me stuff... I mean, now, like, DC, some of the bigger ones are coming out in hardcover first, but most of them are coming out in paperback, and it's like, good. You know,
well, and I like what DC's doing, and they're doing, like, you know,
everything class. Doesn't need to be hardcover.
It's a class system. Yeah. It's like, okay, Batman, hardcover. Wonder Woman, hardcover.
Not even a class, Suicide, just it's better Suicide top Squad, sellers. Paperback. Yeah.
It's a class.
Paperback, and that's,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Batman book. I buy hardcover. Like Children's Crusade, I wanted it in hardcover.
Right. And now that was an oversized hardcover. It was
9 issues.
But it's also self contained. You're not going to be getting the next one.
When it gets to a certain size, I just want hardcover. Because the paperbacks, after you read them, you read them once, you read them twice, they're going to start to fall apart eventually.
See, I like trades when it gets bigger because with the hardcover, it's harder to read the inside of it because you got to crack the spine. It
depends on production.
I'm not worried about. I'm worried purely about lasting of it. Like I've noticed in my Walking Dead trades that I've been reading. Like at some point, sometimes I lent them to Kevin. He read them, and like we're going on like the fourth reading on the same trade. Yep. And sometimes they come back and they're a little worse for the wear after the fourth time.
I mean, because somebody read them before you. Bought
somebody read them before I bought them. Yeah. I read them. He took them home. He read them. His wife read them. So that's four definitive readings. That's assuming that guy didn't read them more than once before I bought them.
No, I like hardbacks as long as they're made well and they have enough content to them. You know, like a four-issue hardback.
But right there, that Uncanny X-Men is the first 4 issues in a hardcover. How much is it, Justin?
$24.99.
My guess is $19.99, but still, bottom shelf, second. Far left. There you go.
It is $20.
Yeah. So
for 4 issues, I mean.
Right, for 4 issues.
Like you said, that's a whole other issue. That is just a monthly ongoing, nothing special about it.
Right.
And what are you going to buy? Every 4 issues in hardback? And, you know, if somebody wants it that bad, aren't they buying the issues?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm trying to think of.
Unless you're Joe Fellow.
Well, Joe Fellow's a different kind of bird. So, I mean.
Yeah, more ways than one.
Hey, be nice to Joe.
The nicest hardback that I own that I'm glad that I bought was the Invincible Ultimate Collection Volume 1, and that's like the first 13 issues of Invincible, and it's really nicely produced. The pages lay flat. And it's a nice thickness, it's oversized, and I feel like I got my money's worth from that. Whereas if I had bought, like I know some of the Invincible trade paperbacks are like 4 issues a piece, and if I just wanted to read one or two trade paperbacks, that's okay. But for an ongoing series, you're going to want more than 4 issues at a time.
See, now this Avengers one is decent. It's got 1-6 Avengers, 1-6 New Avengers, Avengers Prime 1-5. So you've got 17 issues for $40 in a big format.
Right.
I mean, that makes a lot, you know.
But comparing that to the other one, so that's 17, where at the same price point, you know, doubling the Uncanny, it's 8 issues for $40.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't make sense. Now, that's 5 issues.
But that oversized hardcover that Justin was talking about was also out in 3 smaller hardcovers before that.
Right. And 3 paperbacks.
Like Schism, $25 for Schism in the hardback.
Right.
Which 1-5 and a Regenesis.
Now take something it's older. Just one what, shot. What about Disassembled up there? It's at least what?
Now there's a lot more than just Disassembled in there.
I don't it's think that's. Just,
I think it's Disassembled's only four issues.
This is this says collecting Avengers 500 to 503 and Avengers Finale.
Oh wow!
So this is okay. Collecting oh, yeah, five
they
issues.
Had, they had.
There was Finale. That oversized one that you're thinking of that had Avengers yeah. Cap, Thor, mm-hmm. and Iron Man.
Yeah.
It,
yeah, I mean, hardcovers are great for what they are, but to buy an ongoing in hardcovers is a big endeavor.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's not worth it. And I just
the interesting thing that I'm thinking about, it is timely. About this there's is time people issues. Still buy The Walking Dead in hardcover.
Yeah,
and the trades do come out.
Yeah, Walking Dead sells in every format.
Yeah, I get it in three different formats, and the hardcover is my favorite like presentation of a hardcover of a comic coming out. No dust jackets, nice flat
I wish they'd get rid of the dust jackets.
And oversized.
Well, what does everybody do as soon as they read a book with a dust jacket?
You know what? It's funny. I probably said this before. Last year at the Comics Pro meeting, I mentioned that to Arkea, that the problem, the dust jackets, you know, please stop. They're really pretty. Please stop. It's getting in the way. And they stopped. They started doing the
Well, how many books European, have you sent back because the dust jacket's ripped?
I can't
ripped.
Send them back. I just, that's the problem. Well, I can't send them back.
If the dust jacket's ripped, you can't send it back.
Nope. I buy non-returnable. It shows up unless it's damaged in shipping. If it comes in damaged before I get it,
but you have like.
But
a
if somebody
of
pulling
time,
it on and
oh,
off
no,
the shelf,
yeah, on
it,
and off the shelf. That's me. That's yeah. That's you. I'm yeah. just saying, like, if you open it up that day.
I oh mean, yeah, and it's damaged. Yeah, absolutely.
So.
But and so that's why they shrink wrap them to protect that. But it also keeps you from
walking. Walking Dead's hardcovers yeah. are really nice.
Yeah. Those are shrink wrap too, but
yeah, but still, not,
you know what's in there.
You can look at the paperback too to look at the content.
You know what? I would be more apt to buy hardcovers if they waited. Like, say they did, like, one hardcover a year, so 12 issues, and just call that Volume 1. Like, I don't need any other fancy subtitle names or anything.
Yeah.
Just
oh, yeah.
Volume 1 collects this year's worth of comics, 1 to 12. You know, next one's 24
Look at the, like,
or 12 to
24. What, they just yeah. they basically quit. They yeah. had to, like, 12 or 13.
Well, it probably just wasn't selling enough for them to justify them continuing to produce.
Do you think money. Digital will hurt the trade paperback and hardcover market?
I don't think so.
It might hurt, where that might hurt is like Uncanny X-Men. Boy, I really want to read that. Well, the only way I can get these first four issues, because they're sold out, is a $20 hardcover, or I can go online and get it for $12 or
$8
or whatever it is online. That's where it's going to hurt, but well, that's not going to help Marvel all that
like
much.
Like, some of the things I'm buying digitally are Hellblazer, what's the Robinson thing everybody keeps telling me to read? Starman.
Okay.
Because they're not readily available in any other format. Like, where am I going to find every Hellblazer trade?
In my house. Okay. Oh, not trade. I have every issue.
Yeah. Right, but where am I going to find every Hellblazer trade to read?
Starman, you get the omnibuses now.
You're missing something. Yeah, you
can. Well, they're out of print.
They're out of print.
Yeah. They're revamping them.
Well,
to put
okay,
them out
am I going to read the Starman omnibuses at $50 a pop, or am I going to read them at $24
for 12
issues?
Coming out in paperback.
They are coming out. I was going to say
they are,
but I agree.
At this point, it's too late.
But I thought the same thing. Yeah, you know,
his story's not getting anywhere.
Well, no, I mean, it's too late.
Everybody keeps
them.
Giving you a new example.
Well, no, there's, through this. No, I feel the same way, though, because I thought the same thing about Starman. I have never read Starman, and I thought I would like to read Starman, but spending that much money on the hardcovers when I've never read the series, like, what if I hate it after I read it? Okay, then I drop $40 on a hardcover when I could have used that money to buy something I knew I was going to like,
right.
You know?
Plus, you could buy
You're
going to
like Starman.
Yeah, I knew he was going
to buy two or three issues of it, read it, and if you like it, you don't have to wait for Column to be open. You just buy 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. And that's why I've stopped buying
just
trades.
Buy them through my digital store on the website.
So you make 3 cents a book?
No, I make 30%.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But that's why I've stopped buying trades to catch up so much, is because I would rather have the issue, because, like, say I buy a trade and, you know, I like the first two issues, and then after that, the rest of the book, I hate it. I'd rather buy it in the issues first and be like, okay, I like that issue, I like this that issue. That one, not so much. The next one, definitely not. Okay, I dropped it. I don't need to catch up on that now.
I mainly get trades in what I want to go back and read. That way I don't screw up the monthlies.
There's an easy way to do that. Buy two of the monthly.
One for bags and boards.
Yes, one to read and one to put in the vault.
Ask Justin about his Batman buying habits.
They don't go on the shelf good. I like the shelf.
Justin buys the regular cover, the variant cover, two combo packs.
And now a 1 in 100
variant. And now a 1 in 100 variant when they start That's, shipping.
I think it's a perfect plan.
I was looking at the...
I love that, dude. I love that combo pack. I open that combo pack. I don't bag. I don't board it. I don't care if my cat chews on it. I don't care if my daughter spits up on it. It doesn't matter
because
to me.
Because he has reread it. He got I've the digital.
I bag it right away. I put it in the long box. And then I read it. I read it.
Read the digital.
I read it again. There's well, just a stack
buys,
of Batman.
He buys two combos.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, one sealed.
I see.
One he opens to read.
In true 1990s fashion is how I collect my comic books.
Oh, man. Could you imagine Justin's bill if he would have been reading the X-Men in the 90s with premium covers and foil? And...
No, they weren't that expensive. Yeah. So.
No, but he would have bought like six covers.
I did collect comic
X-Men.
Books in the 90s, but I was on my mom's dime, so it was a little bit different.
Nick, you just got real big. You're scaring me, man.
But. Mixed mine and chromium.
No. I did like that. I got in a sealed a case of AVX.
A
that
sealed
made me.
Case?
Yeah, I got a yeah sealed there we case go. Of AVX one. No, but it was from Marvel to Diamond. Diamond just literally took the box and put
does
it in
an
my box.
Does explode if you open it before next Wednesday?
You get covered in pink.
No, I had to open it to scan. I had to open it to scan the barcode.
Jeremy, who would have to?
No, they're already. People are already selling them.
Yeah, I saw a Bleeding Cool set on eBay. There's people already selling them for. Like,
it was from Whitehall. I don't know this Heroes or Us in Whitehall, but
you should get your American Vampire 25s on eBay to the West Coast.
Oh yeah,
I know where that is. It's a white. It's more of a hobby store. I used to get my D&D stuff. Well,
they're selling AVX number one.
Now let me ask you a question. These guys are all in trouble.
Yeah, like
how much trouble can they get in?
Well, they won't get it in anymore, right? Yeah. I mean, like they go on probation, you won't get stuff.
Now,
right?
say you were.
They're gonna tell Marvel we're not taking their money anymore.
Say you were.
Let's give me. Can I buy one? Let's
right. No, but I mean that's the thing. They say, oh, you know, what are they gonna do?
Say you're a shady person.
Yeah.
Would you really be dumb enough to sell it under like? Pittsburgh Comics on eBay?
Right.
Would you
well,
be like,
but here's the thing. Even in the listing, it said immediate shipping. So, it wasn't like... we didn't know.
It.
They definitely know what they're doing is wrong.
Yeah, because didn't you get a letter from Marvel or something, like an email or something? Like,
there's probably an email just saying,
scroll.
You're receiving this. Hold it till next week. A scroll. A raven.
Yeah, they sent a raven.
They sent a pigeon. A carrier pigeon.
But I mean, like...
That's from Game of Thrones.
Wouldn't you be smart enough to like have somebody else sell it or have a fake store account name or...
But I mean, really, what is Marvel going to do? I mean, they're not going to.
That's the thing.
They're not going to sue you for breaking Street Date.
Right. That's the thing. It's kind of funny because there's a lot more power.
The whole reason Diamond charges you an extra $5 of whatever,
$4,
for secret shoppers, like shouldn't Diamond be punishing those people?
Diamond withhold it. They, I mean,
but
they
their punishment is you lose day early delivery for.
Okay.
For so long, but this isn't a case of day. Well, yeah. I mean, they might do something.
Reduce
like that.
Their percentage discount. All right, you just dropped it.
Yeah, it would be nice if they did, but I don't think they do that.
Because I don't know if you know this, but when they started doing day early, Colin pays a fee every month for secret shoppers every week to make sure he's not selling stuff early.
But you're glad to pay that $4 and get the books on Tuesday.
Right. But shouldn't these people who are...
those 2 weeks at Christmas when I didn't have day early delivery...
Shouldn't the people who are abusing this
didn't feel like Christmas?
Oh, God.
Why don't they just say, you know what, for the next 6 months you're losing
5%
of your
might
Marvel
do something.
Discount?
Our big thing, and it's funny because they gave us some report of there's been X amount of violators and stuff, but they won't tell us who it is. And we feel, and they're like, oh well, you don't need to know that. It's like no, it's like public shaming. Though.
You don't need it.
Let me know. No, but let's say the store up the street's cheating. Let's say I'm in San Francisco where there's stores all right around.
Right.
Wouldn't Hibs want to know that the guy two blocks away is selling his stuff the night before?
Maybe they'll make one of those websites and have
so
like
that he can
a map
pinpoint.
Not Megan's Law, but tell us if you're saying
I don't know. When you manage people, if your employee screws up, you don't out them the whole company.
Okay, but what about a second violation?
You're not supposed to. Because
there's been a bunch of second violations.
Yeah,
what
is it, like your third DUI, you get your name in the paper or whatever?
Well, pretty much the first one, you get your name in the paper, I think.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's a small community.
But like if I was doing, if I was Diamond and I saw this company was selling them, I'd buy one off eBay if I got it before the release date or it was shipped before the release date. I'd fine them $5,000 and drop their percentage for 6 months.
5,000?
That's what they do. That's what they do. Right. If you break street date like a Best Buy, they sell a movie early because they get everything in on Tuesdays that don't release till the next Tuesday. They get it a week early. If you break street date and sell something out, you get whacked.
But think about it, Adam. If you're a store owner and you're going to get – all you're going to do is get yelled at for doing it, are you going to do it and make a few extra bucks?
Sure. This guy on eBay right now has the retailer store variant, and he's got a picture of it on like carpet just to prove that it's like not from –
carpet.
Yeah.
It's only going for $12.
But –
But is it – yeah, there was one that they linked to. It was like three variants, but I remember it distinctly said shipping immediately.
But here's
There's a lot of them up here. I mean, a lot of them up here.
If you're going to do that and you make – say you make an extra $100 on them early and you get a $5,000 fine for doing it, you going to do it again? No, probably not. A
$5,000 fine would put most stores out of business.
Yeah, where are you getting your number?
No, but Diamond can't afford to lose any customers.
Yeah, if they lose
a $500 fine. Right. Pick something.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying.
Pick something that hurts.
But I think that's what the problem is. We tried to get them to do that.
Hurts them enough that they won't do it again.
Yeah, hurts them enough that, like,
we don't want to do that. We don't want to hurt anybody. Something,
or reduce their penalties, don't allow them to get
How do they know if they're selling the thing? Like Nick was just saying, there's, what, one on eBay you just saw? How do they know? Why don't they put something like a code on the book that says where the book is from?
Well, so they know. You have to do that for every issue.
If it's the store variant.
You do a barcode.
They do that.
If it's the store variant.
Digital.
Yeah, there is. They have the AVX one that's a new dimension.
Oh, that? Oh, okay, that one.
He said there's somebody selling that for $12.
Gotcha. $12? Damn, that's not very much. Uh-oh. Nick's zooming in. What are you doing, man?
Sorry, I'm just looking at these right now. There are, there's about 50 of them up here. About half of them say ship immediately. But they seem to – let me look at this. Yeah, ships immediately. Wow.
Yeah.
So Diamond –
I mean, if it doesn't, you know, we'll ship this next Wednesday or you'll receive it Wednesday,
lot of people sell variants like shipping – this book is released on March or April 3rd. We'll ship within three days.
It's rare that we get books this early.
One day shipping.
It's very, very rare.
Yeah, look at that. One day shipping.
Well, you guys did this early because of the Tuesday party, right?
They want $40 for this one. It's one-day shipping, it's done in 16 hours.
You get all your books Tuesday afternoon?
Not everybody, though.
I thought everybody got...
Not everybody gets day early. Not everybody agreed to pay the extra $4 to get day early delivery.
Oh, I didn't realize it was selective.
That's a tiny fee.
Yeah, they could do it.
That's nice. Is that per shipment per week? Or
it's $200 a year.
Yeah, well, the thing is to pay for the secret shoppers, in theory.
And you've been shopped, I'm a secret shopper.
I've been shopped a couple times. Three times, I think. Yeah.
One you said was really obvious.
Once you know what they're looking for, it's well, I mean, they've all been really obvious, but they're like, they're supposed to let one of the things they have to report is, are their hours posted? So you see them standing outside the front door writing stuff down. It's like, then they come in, and it was funny because it was during, what was the last weekly DC book?
Brightest Day.
Okay, Brightest Day. And they came in asking for, like, it was an Aquaman cover with some name, like Aqualad or something. And they came in, do you have the Aqualad book? It's like, well, I saw it. I know what you're talking about. No, it'll be available tomorrow. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did they check the hours before they come in?
Yeah.
You think they would do that afterwards?
Yeah, they were literally standing there writing everything down. I didn't have a POS system. Up. I'm like, really? You missed my 27-inch monitor? Okay.
And why do they write it down? Like, you have a camera phone, just be like, walking.
Yeah, well, but it's 70-year-old grandmas, you know, which is also another kind of dead giveaway.
I imagine this, like, secret agent 007 style guy from Diamond who thinks he's really slick.
Well, it's not even from Diamond, some just from national company that hired. You know, do you ever get the emails, you know, make money shopping? Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah, I used to do that at grocery stores. Plus, when you worked at a grocery store, you could spot those people a mile away.
Oh, man. I should start doing this.
They sit in the drug aisle, like where the painkillers are. They sit where the batteries are. They never have frozen food or meat. And they always have something on the bottom of their cart. Okay, I know what you're doing.
You know what? One of us at this table is a secret shopper.
Oh, my.
And I think it's Colin.
I secret shop myself.
Because he would be. Yeah. He would be the least obvious.
How about this? There's.
I think it's you.
Five.
Okay.
There's eight variants to this AVX one. This is a $300 mega variant set, one day shipping.
There's a 1 in 200. There's a 1 in 100. There's a 1 in 25. There's Avengers. There's X-Men. Yeah.
There's blank.
Can you send me the link to that, Nick?
Because I'm going to buy it. Pendo's getting them all.
No, I don't get all the. I only get Batman. The only book I get everything is Batman.
Okay.
I've been looking at 1 in 200s on eBay for Batman for the first 9 issues, and boy, are some of them like, poof.
Why don't you just go out to, you know, C3 and
Brian. They don't have them.
Go to the Pittsburgh Comics Facebook page, and you'll see the link.
There you go.
When you put it on there, buy this.
For $300.
I looked, Matt. I did look for the first one there. They sold it.
What?
He said that because NDC always gets a 1 in 200 because they pull all 5 stores together to get the 200, where they really only sell like 100 of them.
Or I sell 100 of them.
Well, yeah. I mean, but you're whatever.
Well, no, they can. I don't think you can do that. Well, yeah, I mean,
He said to go there to get the 1 in 200 variant. I said they don't have it. They actually, like, I was looking at the new 52 1 in 200s trying to get them, and they had Green Lantern left. That was the only one they had in stock. They sold the other 4 because people actually bought them. I mean, and that's one, like, normally it slows off eventually, but it hasn't. The Snyder run is keeping.
So you're gonna be dropping about what, $500-$600 on eBay to get all those?
To get the 1 through 9? No, each one goes for almost $100 easily. So I'd be spending $900 to get all 9. And the first one goes for over $200 routinely.
Wow. I bet you could find a set eventually.
Eventually. I'm just waiting. I'm in no hurry. Where am I going? Hopefully I'm not going anywhere.
What do you do with all of them? Do you just bag and board them and seal them away? Or, like, do you display them somewhere?
I want to display them. Like,
$2.99 with free shipping.
Perfect. What a deal. I bag and board most of them.
Okay.
But I only have, like, I only have a few true, like, I have one 1 in 200 variant and 2 variants that Colin got that don't have a number that he got at his cons.
Did you buy the Action?
No, I did not buy the Action.
Okay,
just the Detective. I didn't want to get into the Action.
I just variants just baffle me. I've never gotten into. I mean, occasionally I'll see a variant cover and be like, "Oh, that's really cool," and I think it's cool.
No, like I want to hang up some of the variants I have. Some of the ones, like I said, like Colin, when he gets his retailer incentive variant, his RRP variants from the con that he goes to.
Mm-hmm.
They're awesome. They're nice. They're good. I want to hang them up. I'm not in a position to hang them up right now.
So, Nick, did you notice on the one you linked?
Just curious what the draw was.
Yeah,
this set does not ship until the on sale date of 4/4/12 in the description.
Oh, I guess you put that in the description, you're fine.
Yeah. I was going to say, you can put that in the description and just ship it.
No, and that's fine, yeah.
Well, it depends.
Yeah. I better get those up online then.
Oh, someone buys it tomorrow and I'm going to just put this in the mail.
What's the program guide? Do you think that's that preview thing?
That's that freebie. Yeah.
So I used to sell liquor on eBay, and, like, you can't, but people do.
You can't sell booze or liquor on eBay unless the bottle, the container, makes it more valuable.
Right, and all you have to say is that's why you're doing it.
Yes. You're selling the bottle.
Yeah, I'm selling the bottle. The beer is still in it, though.
This is saying we're not going to do this till then, but we're going to do it.
I've bought tobacco on eBay with the assumption that the tin is the collectible item.
That's exactly
what they do. There may or may not be sealed contents.
The contents are incidental. That's what you have to say.
Yeah, I've bought $65 tins of tobacco on there.
Yes, exactly.
Who cares about the tin, right?
Yeah. Oh, Nick, by the way, thinking of your old job, I met the Jameson distributor for Pittsburgh.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I know a Jameson rep in Pittsburgh.
I got a free bottle of gold label, gold leaf, something like that.
Yeah, there's a gold one.
Yeah.
One of the bottles I sold on eBay was a Jameson 25 for a couple $100.
He had those in the trunk of his car. He didn't know me that well, apparently. Yet.
Okay, looking at the clock, we'll wrap this up. Maybe we kind of half...
We could skip Marvel previews.
Stealth went through the previews. But yeah, I was just saying, go through... Like, I'm looking, we didn't even talk about this Brian Wood, the Massive. Flip through, see if there's anything. You'll pick like 5 things, or you're like, wow, I'm really excited about this. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. Cool. We won't go through the whole thing, but yeah, maybe we'll do that, or maybe we'll do something else.
AVX3.
ABX3. Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Are you good? Good. We'll talk at you later. See you, Nick.
See ya.
a bullet, leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, all I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The infinity watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 6-1
race.
My ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with the mother thing. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard and fund the Hellfire Society. Studio with Cerebro, mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my rap. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. The mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time.
Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616.
Drop the beat out. I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will battle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm stealing the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a mess like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Blob when I skip lunch. Eating rappers, man, so thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block.
Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk.